Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 29th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's GamersIn content. First up, let's get this out of the way. GamersIn will record on Friday this week, once again, but this time to accommodate Attack Recording, that's the Angry Chicken. They're going to be recording on Thursday night instead of their normal Tuesday slot. Be sure to wish the Attack crew a happy 300 when you have a chance. Jocelyn, Garrett, and Dills do a fantastic Hearthstone podcast. I probably don't need to tell you this. You probably all already know that. So, but if you didn't, go check out The Angry Chicken. For Gamers In, I have been playing more Future Grind. I've been really enjoying it on the Nintendo Switch. I really think that if you are looking for a quick pick-up-and-play trials-type game that is easy to start and easy to set down every 10-minute slot. Like, for me, that's how I've been playing it, just on the Switch. 10-minute fits and spurts. I am actually in the end game now. I've progressed through the main campaign and kind of just working my way through what appears to be happening after the campaign. So I'm really enjoying it. The story kind of goes places, which is interesting to see a story in this type of game. So if you're into the Trials games, like I said, please do check it out. It's available on PS4 as well as Steam. So if you're looking for platforms outside of the Nintendo realm, go check that out. Also playing Resident Evil 2 on Xbox One X. It's been chewing up a lot of my free time. Honestly, I just stopped playing to come and record this. That's why I'm recording it so late. I got some TV time in with the Xbox. And I've been playing Xbox One X 4K and really enjoying it. I just ran into Mr. X. I actually knew about him just based on all the memes that people were throwing around. Now, a little bit of history. This is a remake of Resident Evil 2, which originally came out in a long time ago, 98, on the PS1, or the PlayStation, as it was referred to when it came out. I never played it on the PlayStation. I played the what is considered the subpar port on N64. I was a Nintendo, surprise, surprise, fanboy when I was young. Didn't really own a PlayStation system until the PlayStation 3, thanks to Naughty Dog and Uncharted. But I did not beat Resident Evil 2 on the N64. I think I rented it, and it just wasn't for me. It was the first Resident Evil game I ever tried. The first Resident Evil game that I beat and enjoyed was the Resident Evil remake on GameCube. Again, Nintendo fanboy. So, yeah, really enjoying this remake. It feels similar to... It feels like there's echoes of Resident Evil 2 being a remake, but it's very modern, you know? It feels kind of one step in the Resident Evil realm of old and also one step in more modern gaming. So this is truly, so far, what remakes should strive for. Very, very excellent remake here. So totally worth the $80 price of admission as well. This is not a remastering. This is a complete, from the ground up, remake of Resident Evil 2. So yeah, check it out if you're a fan. I'll be talking more about it this week and probably a lot more on Zombies Ate My Podcast, my zombie podcast I do with my good friend Lou and Bob. Also, Jocelyn has been, as promised, going to be checking out Kingdom Hearts 3. She has not played the other Kingdom Hearts games, but I'm sure there will be a handy video spanning about a half hour explaining all the stuff that happened in the other Kingdom Hearts games. Honestly, again, being a Nintendo person and somewhat of an Xbox, actually an Xbox person as well, I never played this series and have honestly stayed away from it just based on history. I don't know. I'm looking forward to hearing what Jocelyn has to say about the game. I'm looking forward to hearing how our fans react to us covering a Kingdom Hearts game for the first time on The Gamers Inn. So look forward to that. Moving over to Summoner's Call, our Fire Emblem Heroes podcast that I do with Eddie, my good friend Eddie. We're looking at our newest mythic hero, which has been unveiled just recently, and it seems our predictions of Mila were on the right track, Mila being a goddess from Echoes, Shadows of Valentia. We actually are getting Duma added to the game this week, so we'll chat about the new hero on Summoner's Call. Duma is actually the quote-unquote evil god in Echoes, with Mila being the good god. We were thinking because it was going to be colorless, there would be a healer character, but we're getting a colorless dragon unit. So, fun times. We'll also have details on the Fae celebration, which is starting on the 2nd. We're actually recording that same day. So we'll know everything about that. We're expecting a Fae channel at some time this week to talk about the Fae celebration and all the fun business that comes alongside with it. And, oh, it's actually our one-year anniversary for that show. We actually recorded our first episode and released it on February 3rd, which actually covered the Fae celebration, the one-year anniversary of Fire Emblem Heroes. So we are 1 year behind on the show, but that's fine. We wanted to, I personally wanted to see whether I'd stick with the game, and so far I've been having a great time with it. So hopefully we'll get many more years of that game, and we'll be able to talk about all things Fire Emblem on Summoner's Call for foreseeable future. As for upcoming events, as I mentioned, we're going to be recording Gamers In on Friday, but also Kingdom Hearts 3 is out today. After years of waiting, you can finally play it on PS4 and, for the first time, Xbox One. I believe that's the first time the series has appeared on the Xbox One, so look forward to that. As I stated, New Gamers In will record I don't know if we're recording live. I'm assuming we are. We didn't record live last Friday, but anyways, Friday, probably around 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and if we are live, twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Cannot stress this enough, a great place for conversations. People are always there to chat, and of course, it's the best way to get a hold of Jocelyn and I during the week. Thanks for listening, and, well, have a great week. Here we go!